Blog Talk Radio.
America, good morning world, and good morning Daria somewhere there, the producer, and thank you very much for helping producing this show. Today we talk about something very interesting. Again, coming up in the end days of the science lying and the institutional lying that we are living our life in. One of the biggest lie, one of the biggest lie ever, is still going on. It's about hydrocarbon fuel, crude oil. You know, we keep hearing institutional scientists, lying institutional scientists, lying politicians like Al Gore, the protector of the sink president, Bill Clinton. We keep hearing how the world's going to run out of energy and carbon problems and carbon credit and all these lies that they keep telling us. So for somebody like me who build equipment for energy productions, prototypes, work as a contractor for R&D productions. I got to tell you, when I figured out what's really going on here, I was amazed. And actually it came because one of the customers who asked for a design of a hydrogen generator. And as usual, when you get a project, you really have to, you have to start from scratch and you start looking for the best way and the cheapest way to produce. And then, and you look in nature examples, and you see how you can, what you can learn. And then I saw the whole picture for what it is. Well, let me tell you the real truth about hydrogen, about hydrocarbon, how it's produced. Hydrocarbon is a molecule of hydrogen and carbon fused together. So where is hydrocarbon coming from? Well, the crude oil. Where is that thing coming from? It's very simple. We are living on a factory that produces hydrocarbon, and not only a factory, it's a factory and a refinery together. This earth, a round ball, in the center of it, this is the source of the heat. The oceans are the feed. This is what we call the feedstock that's feeding into this heat, break down into hydrogen, oxygen, with what you call thermal cracking. It cracks, combined with carbon, and through the heat and vapor, it's pushing from the center outward. That's why wherever you're going to drill, you're going to find a different form of hydrocarbon. You can drill in mountains. You ever heard about, you know, people who goes about methane gas? Methane gas is a natural gas. You're going to find methane gas everywhere. We're going to find energy, and we're going to find hydrocarbon fuel all around the world. It will never end. And this is a very important point. So, again, I don't know if the oil company, well, I know the oil companies are happy to keep us stupid and ignorant because like that, no people will go out and drill. So the price of oil will be high and they can make all this money while we are running around, you know, barely paying the rent and paying the mortgages and the bills and all this crazy life that imposed on us because of this lie. This is one of them. So, how it happens is very simple. The world, the ocean, who are sipping in, and the water who going in. By the way, the bottom of the oceans, it's not a complete sealed up tub that water does not go through. Water go constantly into the center of the earth, into the mantle, into the core, going through the heat. For example, I saw, just giving one example. I saw this morning in the science channels, how what they do in California about installing sensors on the sides on the San Andreas crack there, installing sensors. They drill about 3,000 feet, less than 1 kilometer, about 900 meters. Okay, it's much easier to talk in meters on the metric system as far as scientific information, because it's divided by 10, it's much, much easier to work with. I'll try to do it also in foot, okay? The bottom line is like that. So they drill and they install sensors around 3,000 feet, less than 1 kilometer, where the temperature there is around 260 degrees Fahrenheit, which is around 130 degrees Celsius, all right? You know what happened in this situation? The water gets boiled. Well, guess what happened in 2 kilometers? The water not only gets boiled and gets steam, in about 3 kilometers, the water gets cracked. It's called thermal cracking. It's so hot and the pressure is so great that the water, the seawater, crack and break into hydrogen and oxygen. And also, there is some minute amount of carbon from the carbon come from the sky. The carbon come in the carbon cycle. So there is a little bit of carbon in there, but it's not enough to produce hydrocarbon fuel. Then there is carbon, steam, that coming from the core of the Earth, which is another layer that's existing. So what we have here, we have a perfect factory for production of hydrocarbon fuel. It's amazing. Because somebody has to design the system. There's no way that thing can be happened by itself. Another problem that institutional scientists have, because they're a bunch of losers who are just sitting in offices and writing theories. They don't know nothing about how to build anything. They just keep, you know, explaining and theorizing what other people do. And because their need to lie to generate income to the universities to hold them in position, so they keep lying and lying and lying, and we are falling into this trap. We will never run out of hydrocarbon fuel. Never, never, ever. Please, if you are looking to invest in drilling. Keep drilling. Eventually, the price will drop down to a reasonable price, which is going to be about a dollar to 70 cents, between, I say, 50 cents to a dollar a gallon. That's the real price at which we should pay for it. So that's the real truth about hydrocarbon fuel. Another lie that they said, oh, you know, the CO2 all around the world, the CO2 that the car are burning and coal is burning. Well, let me give you an example about the farming industry. In the farming industry, especially in those sun houses, we need the CO2. The CO2 is a source of food to generate more to help the plants to grow faster. So now, if we have more CO2 in the sky, what would happen? We're going to have more vegetation. And we're going to have more vegetation, we're going to have more oxygen. It's a perfect regulated system. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I find myself today, the age of 54, in a complete difference when we was younger. As a young kid, I used to argue about where is God, where is God, what's going on with God. Today, I understand that there is a creator for this system. Somebody has to design a perfect system where from one side we are, it's a factory, the other side it's a refinery, and on top of it, we sit on top of the whole thing while we have situations like gases, like what we call poisonous gases like CO2, that can be self-regulated with the vegetation. So it's a lie that we are, another lie that we see from the institutional scientists. Just like the same lie that they say 500 years ago when the world was flat, just like another lie that they said 100 years ago when the Wright brothers came with the plan, and of course the Oxford and Cambridge, which was existed at the time, they told them, oh, you're stupid, you are just bicycle mechanics, what the hell do you know? We are the real scientists. We know what's going on. Forget about them. The jig is up. The end times is for them now. We have the new times. We have internet. We have Google. We have YouTube. We have so much information out there and the ability to move around and to see exactly what's going on. This truth will make our life so easy and so comfortable, and they don't get it. And so my suggestion, go ahead, invest in drilling. Everywhere you're going to go, you're going to find a form of hydrocarbon fuel, either as a methane, as a natural gas, as a crude oil. It all depends on the concentration level of the hydrocarbon in the product, in the drilling or whatever you find. Another thing to debunk this whole thing about hydrocarbon fuel If you look good around the world, you see that all the drilling and the best place to get oil is next to an ocean. That's exactly what happened. Ocean going in, ocean water going into the ground, getting cracked, combined with carbon, and start pushing from the wherever they are in the different layers, getting cooled through the condenser. What the different layers of the earth condense, either become a liquid or it cannot become a liquid, it just forms in a gas. That's why you have those explosions and those mining when they go and mine, and then you have a methane explosion. Funny thing, they go look for money, while the real money, which is methane gas, coming up and blow them up, and they don't get the point that methane is energy and methane is money. So this is about hydrocarbon fuel, and this is another lie that the media and that the institutions tell us. So when you look at that and say, you know, how could that be? To create something like that, you know how difficult it is to build up a generator that's going to do this whole, all this aspect of the production of the fuel, the regulation of the heat, the regulation of the feed, how you can control it. Everything has to be very precise. And here we have a complete perfect system of production of hydrocarbon fuel that we are on top of it. We live on it, and then we don't want to see it. We are investing money in solar system, which is good, but it's not there. There's no reason to invest all this money and out there while we are on it and we are sitting in it. We are living in that. So this is one aspect about hydrocarbon fuel. Now, the real name, it should be a seawater fuel. And if I'd like to, listeners, I'd like to really check it out. And when you're talking to your friends and to your families, whoever, talk to them about seawater fuel. Now, I do know that if the term seawater fuel will be accepted, well, guess what? All those big oil companies and all those, they're going to lose their power because a lot of people are going to start drilling, and the fuel will drop down to a very reasonable price of about $20 per barrel to $15 to $20 a barrel, and that will completely destroy all those monopoly that there is on us and that there is on the system. This monopoly that exists because of lies and us being ignorant and stupid and believing those stupid scientists. The same scientists that, you know, I was looking into some the British monarchy very recently, and how they used to, how the best doctors in the world used to bleed you out, to take your blood out of you to make you better, to inject mercury into people, and that at the time considered the best scientists, the same scientists that we have today, who are liars, who are making our life miserable. Yes, they do. With the help of special interests. Of course, that the special interests sitting in the background and they're laughing, making money. And we're the one that's basically paying the price. So wake up. Wake up and smell the fuel. It's all around you. This fuel is not only in the ground. This fuel is all energy. We live in a world of energy. This is one thing that the lying do not lie, when the scientists do not lie. It is energy. We are envelope of energy. This energy, when we look into it, oh, one second, before we go anywhere. If, for example, another lie, organic chemistry. There's nothing organic about this chemistry. You know, when they say organic chemistry, they're kind of throwing us out, telling us it's like special. No, it's not. It's just typical chemicals. Carbon, hydrogen, gold or iron or helium or any one of those is just typical chemistry. And today we have the ability to see those atoms because of the electronic microscope. And then the human being came to the reality of what we call quarks. Those quarks, they're the one who determine which atom it's going to be. And those quarks, it's a combination of three, which is amazing. It's proved the point that in our essence, we are not really material. In our essence, we are energy. We are swimming in energy. We are energy. The whole system is energy. And for them to say, oh, we're going to run out of energy, it's not only a lie, it's stupid. And again, today, this is the end of their times, the end of their times, the end of the line. So, yes, relax. Everything is okay. We never run out of energy. Don't listen to them. It's all lies. It's okay. What you want to do, you want to invest in drilling and go invest and whatever investment you find out there, because you guarantee to find it, but it all depends what kind of form you're going to find. So this is a very important point, because this energy, this cartel was able to use most of the money for creation of wars and manipulation and more money and enslavement of human beings all around the world, all around, from the British family to the Saudis to the royalty to the monarchy. That's why in the Salvation, the Steps of Salvation book, they're all locked up in Arusha, all of those people who are lying and messing our life. And the rest of the world is working good, and when the time comes, they are loose and they are free, and they see how the world can function when there is common sense and truth is in control, not lying and manipulation. So this is about hydrocarbon fuel. Please look it up and prove me wrong, all right? And this is number one. Another thing I wanted to say, so I thought it was going to take, this is a 30 minutes format, and I'm trying to put as much as information I can. So I'm sorry if I talk fast. I should talk more relaxed. That's about the hydrocarbon fuel. I think there is plenty on that. The second thing, as far as lying. So now we have to see, how could that be? How could a format like that, how can this earth can be like that by itself? There's no way it could be by itself. Nothing happened by itself. There is a lot of thought and a lot of work to create anything in this earth. So somebody has to create that. Somebody has to do that. Who can create a system like that? So as a kid, I said, there's no God, there's no God, until the accident. And then I had this accident, and I've been on the other side a little bit after 4.5 weeks in a coma. The second time, I don't remember the first time, but the second clinical death that I had, the body was infected, and I had a second episode of what you call clinical death, and then they woke me up with a defibrillator and this and that. We'll talk about it one of the other times. So I do know there is God. I do know. I didn't see God, but I saw people on the other side. I'm telling you, there is no death. That's another lie we are getting by the system. And we're going to talk about heaven and hell and that and what I saw and the other people I talked to. I talked to about 10 to 11 people about, that was a long time ago. I do have some notes that I took, because the recovery was about 3 years recovery from this accident. And so that's what I did in those 3 years while I'm trying to keep sane. It's a partially brainless, partially brain lost person. I did lost part of the brain. So I don't see it, and my mom and my sister says I'm better with less brain than with the real brain. So it's okay, but again, I don't know. I don't remember. They remember. They know it better than me. So now we have a system that's existed. We have a factory that have all the elements. You have the energy source to crack the water. We have carbon exactly where it's needed to create, because there's not enough carbon. Even though Al Gore says, we're going to die because of too much carbon monoxide. Well, guess what? If you have too much carbon monoxide, which we don't, we wouldn't need that layer of carbon in the center to produce and to create this hydrocarbon fuel. So somebody has to do that. And there's no doubt in my mind that this God created that system. Which God is that? Is that the Jewish God, Christian God, Muslim God? Is the same God. The Jewish God, the Muslim God, the Christian God is the same God. So what the hell all this fight about? It's not about God. It's about power and greed by the fanatic religious institutions of all sides. All of them, they are the one who create all this fight. Oh, another thing I got to tell you. Being on the other side, there's no religion there. There is no religion on the other side. Religion only here is existing here. And we are being played by those three religions like crazy, while we are the one who are going to lose, and they're not doing the fight. They're the one in the yeshiva or in the mosque or in the church. They don't do the fighting. No, for them to do fighting, they're too loose, they're too much cowards. They don't have the ability to pick up a gun or to pick up a weapon and to stand for the right. No, they're not going to do that, but they're going to send you to do that. Yes. And then when you win, oh, look how we did great, and give us the respect. It's all about lying. So, how do you say? The jig is up. The end times are out. The new times are in. So, it's in our ability. It's in our need to see life the way it is. And if we see it, and if we follow the truth for what it is, it will completely change our life, and it will make our life almost like heaven, almost like the other side. We'll talk about heaven and hell, and again, in one of the next programs, and I think it's very important, and it's very fascinating how the system is really work. And I can only say about what I saw and the information I got from those 10, 11 people that also had clinical death from a moral hospital in Hollywood. So yes, wake up. We live in this earth. We have everything. We have fuel forever. We have plenty of land to do whatever we want. Africa, the richest continent on earth. South America, the richest continent of earth. These two continents can produce enough food for the world without us doing nothing, and they're going to be extra to even waste and to use for. We're going to have a lot of extra production of food that is tremendous. Food can be so cheap. Fuel can be so cheap. And when food is cheap and fuel is cheap, people have money in the pocket. And when people have money in the pocket, they can go and do what they're supposed to do, what the goal is to accomplish for yourself, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to learn, and the processes that you have to go through. We're not going to go through, our life's going to be distracted because of stupidity and ignorance and special powers who are controlling us, controlling our life, controlling our money, enslaving us under free democracy and under not democracy. You know, at least here in the United States, we have some kind of freedom, but not really, because the banking system with the creepy politicians and mainly the Republicans. I don't care about the Democrats. The Democrats, they just have a mental problem. And I have some family with Democrats. There's nothing I can do about that. I feel sorry for them, but I have to help them. I have to help them to become independent. And the only way we can be independent if we have enough money as a tool in our pocket to relax and to pursue our goals and to pursue our jobs that we are here to do. We're just wasting time and we're wasting our life because we don't have that. We are driven by a world of lies. We get lied by religion. We get lied by the institutional scientists. We get lied by our leaders. We talk about lies. I keep seeing those American soldiers. I have a bunch of friends in American soldiers from some airborne units that I knew before, and through different parties and weddings and birthdays, I met a bunch of them. And I keep talking about, for example, about Iraq and Afghanistan, and with some friends who lost legs, who lost parts from the body, keep telling, oh, we're fighting for freedom. What freedom? Where is the freedom? I don't see no freedom in Iraq. I don't see freedom in Afghanistan. What freedom did you create there? Why are you American soldiers have to be in Afghanistan or in Iraq or in Vietnam or in Korea? What the hell is wrong with you? Well, I understand Hitler. Hitler is a just war, which is also bring to another concept about wars. When America fight the wrong war, they're going to lose. That's what they lost in Vietnam. That's what they will lose in Iraq. That's what they're going to lose in anywhere, because it's not just. When they fight in Germany, when they fight those Nazis, which is a just war, they're going to win. So power, positive country like America cannot fight evil wars, because they're always going to lose it. But if they fight a just war, they're going to win. So our politicians who keep sending, now, those American soldiers, you know, all these big heroes, and they are heroes, you know, to go to airborne unit to pass the test, or to go through Rangers, to airborne Rangers, or to go to, it's very tough. Not a lot of people can do that. So I'm there with a bunch of friends, and I'm like amazed. How come you don't talk? Why don't you talk? What is it? What are you doing in Iraq? What are you doing in Afghanistan? Why you let those politicians send you there? You lose your limb, and what happens to them? What happened to George Bush in Vietnam? Was he in Vietnam? No, he was fighting over Texas. He was, because that's what politicians do. They protect themselves, they protect the family, and they send us to die and to do the job for them. Well, those days are gone. That was the end times. This is the old prophecy, Isaiah, Yechezkel, Yeshayahu. Oh, they're always talking about that. They just was a little bit advanced, between 2600 to 2000, somewhere around there. So I think the information is there. It's in front of our eyes. Today we have the tools to do that. Internet, Google, YouTube, whatever it is, Safari, is out there. Just look it up. Just look it up and open your eyes. Because we are energy and we are, in our essence, we have the ability to shift our life. How do we shift it? We shift it by first thing we need to do is educate ourselves. See the truth for what it is. And then when you see the truth for what it is, just keep focusing on it. You don't have to do much. Just let it run in your head. And letting it run in your head, all of a sudden, it will, you know, the light bulb will come up. This is, by the way, that's the way of you produce patents, so you produce new technology. You don't get crazy about it. You get all the information that's possible. You read it, and you go sleep on it. And then you start experimenting, and it's not working out. And then you go again, you read more, and you look more, and you try more. You become the situation, you become very tired. You go to sleep. And after a few times like that, eventually, pluck, the light coming up. And then you see it. All of a sudden, just like you see it. This is an old trick of all those people who produce patents and all those people in this industry who work in R&D companies or as contractors. Look at Edison. Look at Tesla. They did the same thing. Very, very important to chew it up, listen, learn as much as you can, and go to sleep. And sleeping is amazing. When you go to sleep, you wake up with something in your head and say, yeah, damn, it's there. I see it now. I didn't see it before. The same thing going to happen to you. If you read the truth, see the truth for what it is, think about it, go to sleep on it, you wake up with a new idea, and if not the first time, the second time, if not the second time, the third time, it doesn't matter how many times. You have to do it again and again, and eventually it will come. The truth will set us free. So that's what it is. So the world of lying, the world of control, the world of manipulation, the world of religious control on us, and lying about religion or lying about God. Oh, God wants you to do that. God wants you to kill him. God says, oh, kill them. God says that the Muslims are, oh, well, the Jewish religion and the Islamic religion, or the Jewish religion, the Christian religion is a religion of lie. They were good in the beginning, but now they're lying. It's all lies from all around. They're not the one who go blow themselves up. No, they send the poor kids to go blow themselves up. Okay, so the other thing is, one thing they do right, there is no hell. It is heaven, and it's heaven for everybody. And we'll talk about heaven and hell next, one of the next chapters or shows or programs, whatever you want to call it. So this is it for today. Relax. Everything is good. Go invest in drilling. Invest in oil production. Everything is good. Keep driving gasoline cars. Don't worry about them. Oh, by the way, the oldest oil well, still producing oil about 120 years now, still producing oil. Well, where do those dinosaurs keep coming in and dying underneath, exactly underneath this drilling there, so we could keep having oil all the time? Bunch of lies. Look around, see where all the oil rigs are, and you're always going to find them next to the ocean, which explains all of this situation. So again, I'm sorry about my jittery English. I do the best I can. And it's in the morning. We just push the dogs out. Everything is good. Life is good. Relax. Do not listen. Do not be afraid of all the fears that they're pushing on us. It's all lies. You have the ability to look it up. Just look. It's in front of your face. It's on the internet. It's on Google. It's on YouTube. And it's there. Trust yourself and bring the power to yourself, because that's where the power is, inside of you. Don't let the system mess you up. All right? That's the message for today. Thank you very much, and we have a good day, and God bless you all. Bye.